Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke.
Yeah, the Coyotes in Seattle for a while. Played them for the first time all season on Monday. They'll play them again in Seattle on Thursday. So they're just in Seattle. And their head coach, Andre Turney, joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line, as he does every Wednesday at this time. Coach, thanks for the time. How's Seattle?
Seattle's good so far. The thing was good to have a good day off tomorrow. It was pretty nice outside. I think it was good mentally to have that day.
So, Barry, you got 4 games left. What can be accomplished in those 4 games?
Well, I think it's as weird as it sounds. We still have a few guys we're trying to evaluate, in the sense of we try different things. We'll try different line combo. We'll try different power play unit. That is one thing. And the other thing, in terms of for us, the player, the coaches, we want to finish strong. We want to finish on the right away. I think we had a tough weekend last weekend at home, and I'm not happy about that. I think last game here, I don't think we played that bad. I think the score is no good, but if you look the way, the pace of the game, we generate good offense. We had more ozone possession than them, and there were a lot of things where went well. Our special team were not good enough. We had too many penalty, and We needed a little bit more stuff to help us, but I don't think the scores are reflective of the game.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, because you're in this weird spot where you're playing Seattle 3 out of 5 times. So to have a score like that, which you really haven't had this year, do you tell your guys they have to change a bunch, or do you just kind of say, all right, just keep doing what you're doing right? It's going to be a lot better on Thursday.
That's what we came back today, showed them a few things of things we did right, thing we want to tweak. We had a good practice, work on certain things, and tomorrow we'll have other things where we want to be careful, or we want to take advantage. You know, the fact we played 3 games out of 4 against Seattle give us a chance to approach that and to get better every day, and to approach that a little bit like a playoff series where you play the same opponent in a row, you can get better as a team and you can get more detail with, know exactly what to expect in every situation.
So, Bear, as a coach, what did you learn from this team this season, if anything?
I learned a lot. I think it's a tough question to answer, but I learned individually and some player, built some relationship in a certain way. I think because it's tough to a summary of the season, because you have guys like Barrett Tuchin, who went through really good camp, tough stretch of the season, really tough time to get going. And then a second half, he played really good. So I think there's a lot of peak and valley during a season. And with experience as a player, hopefully your valley are shorter and your peak are higher. You know what I mean? It's not, I think when your peak are good, but your valley lasts for too long. So I think with experience, your slum are shorter and shorter, and you've been through that before. You've been through adversity before, and you know how to react to those things. So I think we learn a lot. We have a lot of young guys who try to talk to them about how it is to go through all those peak and valley during the season, and how to be resilient, staying with it, and having to get better at it.
We're talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Turney. Coach, it's I think it's easy for fans to look at your forward group and see how guys have evolved, especially Barrett Hayton, but Matias Michelli and even Clayton Keller. And you can look down in the system and see Logan Cooley's a Hobie Baker finalist, so you see more helps on the way. It's not always so obvious on defense, and you guys lost some key pieces there at the trade deadline. How do you feel about this group's defense going forward?
Yeah, I think we, if you look at the beginning of the season, and I will have to tell you, Yusuf Alamaki will be the defenseman he is today. You will have been probably surprised, or you may have looked at me like if I had 2 heads, kind of like, what is he talking about? So who's this guy? So that's a guy. Same thing last year for G.J. Mosher. You know, nobody knew him, and he came up in the second half of the season and was really good for us. So there's prospects who are in our system, the guys we draft or guys who play in Tucson who will help down the road. We have guys like Mackey. We acquired the trade deadline who's getting more and more comfy. So it takes a little bit of time sometimes for a player to show their real potential. Again, like Vanamaki. So I think we need to be patient, but certainly that evaluation we're doing right now, we will need to have. Do we need help from the outside on the back end? That's what we will need to assess and to have a good read on it. So that's why a lot of guys, a guy like Soderstrom, is coming with us in the last stretch of the season. He's doing really good. So a little bit like Valley and Modin in the past. So I learned that from Hall of Famer. You had two players in your team, it changed your team. You know, if you think you're not tough enough, you had two tough players, and whoops, suddenly you're a tough team. You're not fast. You had two fast players. Whoops, suddenly you're a team with speed. So it can change quickly. Sometimes you're one or two player away to change your dynamic as a team.
Did Clayton Keller establish a new level of play for himself this year, Bear?
I agree. Yes, absolutely he did. I think he proved himself what kind of player. But what I like about Keller is he still have room. In my opinion, still have room. He still have room to grow as a player. So it's exciting for me to have conversation with him, and knowing full well his mindset is always that way. He always want to be better. He's never satisfied. He knows in pro sport, it's either you get better or you get worse. And he definitely he wants to be on the right side of it. So it's exciting.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney. Bear, this is more just of, I guess, a coaching philosophy, because it doesn't matter for this season. But where do you come out on a team needing to have a captain, like an official captain wearing the C, because you obviously don't have one right now?
For me, it's having a captain or not captain, it's not one or better than the other. I think if there's a captain, it's obvious everybody needs to know that the fans know, the owner know, the management know, the coach know, the player know. It has to be unanimous. If not, it's a committee. It's a leadership group. There's team who have no captain who has unbelievable leadership. So I don't think a captain in 2023 is needed. You need to have leaders. You need to have guys where the guys can lean on, go at those guys. But it's not a letter who makes you a captain. If you're a captain, you're a captain. It's not because you have a C or you have an A on your jersey what makes you a better or worse leader. So for me, always been my mentality. We have great leadership. We had great leadership last year. Our young leader grew a lot this year, and I see nothing negative in that. And I don't see if we have we had a C or if in the future we had a C. I don't think it would be better. I don't think it would be worse. I think it's just a matter of doing what's right at the right time.
Well said. Bear, thank you for your time as always,
thank
man.
You,
good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, right. Man.